This is Vectis Radio.
Won't You Charleston With Me, and that was from The Boyfriend, and it was chosen for us by somebody very special we've got on the telephone right now. It's Suki Turner. Welcome to the show, Suki.
Hello, good afternoon, Jen.
Hello there.
And, hi, Suki.
Hi, Judith.
It's wonderful to have you on the James and Judy show, and thank you very much for joining us.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
Oh, thanks, Suki. We're so excited to be able to tell our listeners all about the amazing dance and exercise classes you're bringing to Benbridge.
My passion, you mean?
Yes, your passion you're bringing to the island. So thank you for that. But I thought perhaps we could just have a chat about your background generally, because you are a dancer, you are a teacher, a choreographer, and you're a music producer too. And I understand that you've been dancing since you were three.
Since I was three, a little baby. My mum took me along, and that was it. I've been dancing all those many years since.
And I understand that you teach a variety of dance genres, including ballet, tap,
all the modern performing arts, contemporary, drama, musical theatre. Anything to do with the performing arts,
It's absolutely fantastic. And you're also a choreographer and director, I understand.
Yeah, well, yes, I've been a head of the drama department in a prep school.
Yes.
And so I've done some directing, and obviously being a dancer for so long, I choreograph as well.
And you adjudicate dance competitions, I think?
Yes, that is a really, really hard job. I think that's the hardest job. Because you've got to judge so many people, and you don't want anybody to lose, you want everybody to win.
Yes.
And I think it's one of the hardest jobs to do. And then talk about their dancing as well. Really difficult.
Yes, I can imagine. And I understand that you also produce music primarily for tap exams. Is that right?
Yes. Well, originally, the Imperial Society of Teachers of Dancing, there was a lawyer who used to come to my tap classes.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to me, have you ever thought about putting music on at the same tempo for about 20 minutes? Because in those days it was cassettes, so you don't have to keep finding music and rewinding. And I said, yes, but that takes a lot of money. So he said, well, I've got a friend who's a record producer, and if you give your expertise, he will give his expertise. And the lawyer said he would just mingle in the middle. And so that one we did in 3 days. We got the most fantastic real live musicians, and we put together the grades of the ISTD and also for general tap classes.
Oh, that's good.
How fantastic. Now, I understand that the classes that you've brought to Benbridge were an initiative of the very prestigious
of the Royal Academy of Dance.
Yeah. And the classes are called Dance for Lifelong Wellbeing. And they're aimed, I think, at the over 50s.
They are aimed at the over 50s. But my logo is forget your age. Just forget your age and remember to live. Keep living and forget how old you are. So it is for over 50s. It's for people who have some sort of disabilities, who don't have disabilities, who've got the onset of dementia.
Yes.
It's for, I teach it on the mainland. I teach a class every week. And in that class, there are to amputees, there's a learning difficulties, there's a man who had a stroke, and we have such a good time. We have such a good time that everybody says, oh, I feel so much better after that. I'm not going to be able to get their legs up to their ears or give them a six-pack. I can't claim to do that. But what I can claim to do is that I can give them a little bit more of a stretch. I can extend their bodies a little bit more.
Yes.
And they will come out of the class with adrenaline going, their blood is being pumped about a little bit, and they just feel good afterwards.
And that's what it's all about, isn't it?
That's what dance is about.
And I guess it's the social side as well, that they're coming and they're part of a group.
Some people, they don't see anybody from 1 week to the next. Some people can be lonely and they don't see anybody.
Yes.
And just to have an afternoon where they don't feel isolated.
Yeah.
Because the elderly now, we're so many elderly people. Yes. And to get them, and they don't want to come out because they don't feel secure. They've lost their confidence, and it's happening all over the place. These poor people who just sit in their houses and never move from their front doors, and those are the sort of people we need to get out. They need to dance. They need to get a feeling of movement and music.
Suki, you have chosen some wonderful tracks for us today. we just listened to "Won't You Charleston with Me."
Yeah.
We just talked about tap dancing. We're going to listen to that track now, which is Lisa Kirk from Mac and Mabel.
Mac and Mabel. Yeah.
And then perhaps we can talk a little bit more about what you're doing in Bembridge and how people can get involved.
Absolutely.
So stay with us. I think at your end it's all going to go a little bit silent. So we are still here.
I can listen.
And we'll be back in 3 minutes. And this is Lisa Kirk from Mac and Mabel with Tap Your Troubles Away.
Tap your troubles away. You bounced a big check. Your mom has the vapors. Tap your troubles away. Your car had a wreck. They're serving you papers. When you're the one that it always rains on, simply try putting Mary Jane's on. Your boss just gave you the axe. There's years of back tax. You simply can't pay. If a sky full of crap always lands in your lap, make a curtsy and tap your troubles away. Troubles away. You're sued for divorce. Your brother gets locked up. Tap your troubles away. You're fat as a horse and find that you're knocked up. When you need something to turn your mind off, why not try tapping your poor behind off? Your boat goes over the falls, the plane you're on stalls, the pilot yells, pray, when your parachute strap is beginning to snap, smile a big smile and tap, tap, tap your troubles away. When the wolf's at your door, there's a bluebird in store, if you glide across the floor.
Thank you.
about that. Tap Your Troubles Away. That was Lisa Kirk from the musical Mac and Mabel. And we're here with Suki Turner, who very kindly chose that. Is that one that you use in your classes, Suki?
Well, no, not really, because there's the odd word there that's not quite good enough for my little tappers, my children's tappers. But the reason why I chose that is because I was in it was the very first Mac and Mabel that came to England, and it was at the Nottingham Playhouse many years ago.
Oh, lovely.
And Imelda Staunton played Mabel.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a long, long time ago, because I think she'd just come out of RADA at the time, so she would have been about 23, 24. But she was just wonderful. She made people cry. You could see at 23 that talent just oozed out of her pores.
She's terrific in musicals, because she was at the Savoy Theatre, wasn't she, recently?
Yeah,
was it Annie?
Gypsy.
Oh, Gypsy,
Gypsy,
sorry. Yes,
and
sorry.
Then we saw her many years ago at the National in Guys and Dolls.
Guys and Dolls.
And she was just fantastic in that.
And Sweeney Todd.
Yes.
But at 23, you could tell that she was just going to go somewhere. Well, she was just wonderful.
That real
And we had a very, very happy company.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, it was a lovely memory.
How nice.
Now, of course, if people want to sort of join you on these dance groups, they don't have to be sort of standing up. I mean,
not at all.
Because I think some people sort of think of dance as, you know, you have to be very, very active and able.
Yeah, they think it's Zumba and high aerobic. But if people could just make a big circle with one arm, big circle with one arm, and put it to some lovely music, then you're dancing.
Yes.
Because the difference between dance and sport is that dance has a feeling.
Mm.
It can be therapeutic, but it has a feeling in your heart just doing the smallest movement.
Yes, and
that's dancing. That's dancing.
And I think it is just so lovely exercising to music as well.
It's so therapeutic.
It kind of lifts you up and keeps you going, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, I did hear Mac and Mabel, and I was tapping away while you were playing.
Oh, good.
It just makes you want to do things.
Yes, it makes you want to move, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think your Bembridge class is it's suitable for everybody, whether you want to stand up and exercise or sit down.
For everybody. You can stand up, you can sit down. I do every second Friday.
Right.
There is a class at Silver Sounds in Bembridge.
Yes.
And Lucy, who is the manager, she would love people to come to the venue.
Oh, good, because
she's not inclusive just for the residents in Silver Sounds. Anybody can turn up.
Oh, that's great.
And so if anybody just wants to turn up, it's the second Friday. And it's 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. If I get more participants and which gets too big, then we'll have, we'll do it once a week, or we'll have another venue.
But, oh, fantastic.
At the moment, Lucy said, if anybody wants to come, it will be lovely. We've got this space there and we can have a good old time.
It is such a beautiful venue as well, isn't it, Silver Sands?
Beautiful.
Yeah, it is really, really lovely.
Done. And as you know, the reception area is big. We can move chairs away.
Yes.
And at the moment, we're working with bowler hats. So once we've done our warm-ups, we're doing bowler hats to Chicago and having a great time.
Oh, that's fantastic.
The people who are standing up are standing up, and the people who aren't, they sit down and they do exactly the same things with the bowler hat, but they're sitting down.
And
we
have
such fun.
Oh, it sounds brilliant. And I understand that wheelchair users are welcome as well.
Yes, wheelchair users, anybody's welcome. In fact, at the moment, as we speak, I'm at the beautiful Fontwell race course.
Oh, yes.
Doing a course for Wheelchair Dance Sports Association.
Uh-huh.
And I'm learning how to adapt dancing, like the quick step or the whatever, to wheelchair users. And by crikey, it's difficult.
Oh, well,
it's really not easy. But it's just, there again, for people who can't get out, it's giving them an opportunity to socialise, to have fun, and be challenged.
And it's so lovely that you're doing this, Suki, so that you can bring this joy to people who otherwise might not have a chance to experience it.
Well, I've had so much joy out of dancing since all my life.
Yes.
And music has been such a huge, important part of my life through dancing. That the older I get, I think it's my duty to give the passion and the enjoyment to other people.
And you also have a class in Bembridge again on the second Friday of the month, don't you? In the afternoon.
In the afternoon, and that's at the Village Hall.
At Village Hall from 2 o'clock till
2 o'clock till 3 o'clock. Yeah.
And I correct me if I'm wrong, Siggy, but I think the first class is free. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. First class is free, and then after that, it's about £6 a class.
£6
a class if you're just going to pay by the week.
Right.
£5 if you want to commit.
If you want to drop in, and £5 if you want to book
a session. Yeah.
And I don't know if this is right, but I've heard that you sometimes have singing in these classes as well.
We sing. I know people who've got dementia, and if I put music on that they know,
yes,
they will sing.
Yes.
They will sing.
It sort of brings back happy memories for them.
It brings back memories. And if they sing, then they will join in.
Yeah.
And they're breathing properly. They're breathing because people forget to breathe properly as well.
Yes, that's true.
So singing is helping with the breathing. And it brings back memories and they sing. And again, it's well-being. The whole thing is about well-being.
Well, if anyone's listening and wants to improve themselves, do come along. It's for the over 50s. And that's every other Friday, isn't it, in Bembridge?
Yeah, I can give you, if you like, when we've finished, I'll give you my mobile number.
Okay.
People can phone you or phone me or whatever.
Okay, and we'll let our listeners know.
Is there a website at all that people...
Yes, it's Centre Stage Dance and Drama, or one word.
Yeah.
centrestagedanceanddrama.co.uk.
Okay, well, that's great, because everyone listening will be on the net, because they're obviously listening to us on the net at the moment. I know you're on Twitter as well, aren't you, Suki?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter. But
I don't think many people in Bembridge are on Twitter. That's the only problem.
Well, it's a minefield. I'm only just beginning
to understand. We have to use it, but I must say it's good for certain things. I mean, if you're sort of we were caught at Gatwick Airport in a sort of terrorist incident, which turned out not to be a real terrorist incident, but it's fantastic for finding out in real time what's going on.
Exactly. Facebook, now, I'm on Facebook as well. So.
Fantastic. So if they look you up, it's Suki, S-U-K-I, Turner.
That's it, and that's the one.
Brilliant. Well, thank you for being with us. Can we just ask you about your final track, Suki?
My final track, it's a bit of the lyrics are very sad, but the music, if you just take, is just absolutely beautiful. And I have a wonderful contemporary teacher.
Yeah.
And I did a big show in March, and she used this music to do a contemporary dance. And it was just so beautiful. And every time I see them dancing, I cry. Because the music is so lovely and their dancing is so lovely.
Oh, fantastic.
And even though it's a bit sad, the music is just... I hope everybody enjoys it.
Well, it's Christina Perry and The Lonely. And we'll give you a call again in just a second, Suki, while everyone's listening to this.
Okay.
Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Suki. Thanks for joining us.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Judith. Bye, Jim.
Bye.
Bye-bye.